is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The United States now has the second most coronavirus deaths in the world, behind Italy, according to a tally by Reuters. Nearly 17,700 people have died in Italy. 14,600 have died in the United States. More than 14,500 people have died in Spain. As the coronavirus devastates Europe and the United States, scientists in Hong Kong warn lockdown measures in China must be lifted gradually to prevent a second wave of COVID-19 infections. Life is slowly getting back to normal in Wuhan, the virus's origin city, as a nearly 11-week travel ban has been lifted. The scientists' research shows COVID-19 was deadly in less than 1% of cases outside of Hubei province, where Wuhan is located. But within the hardest-hit province, mortality was at 5.91%. A geneticist at New York University says the coronavirus strain identified in New York City, the U.S.'s epicenter, came from Europe. She said she believed it originated there because there was a focus on stopping travel from China. U.S. President Mike Pence says, who is head of the country's coronavirus task force, says there are at least four clinical trials studying the coronavirus treatment, hydroxychloroquine. A plane carrying 90 tons of health, water, and sanitation aid landed in Venezuela Wednesday to help the cash-strapped country fight the pandemic. The UN sent the shipment and says it includes 28,000 personal protective equipment kits for health workers, oxygen concentrators, pediatric beds, water quality control products, and hygiene kits. The UN's humanitarian coordinator said the donations are part of an initial phase of response going to children, women, and vulnerable families. From Washington, this is VOA News.